Matt Hancock, who was the, as far as I understand, I think he was what, the health secretary in the UK, recently had a bunch of his WhatsApp messages leaked. And one of those messages, here's an article, this is from the Daily Mail, says Matt Hancock joked about Bill Gates' COVID vaccine conspiracy theory by telling aides the Microsoft billionaire, quote, owes me one considering how many people I'm getting his chips injected into. And it also talks about how they're going to be talking about the new variant coming out and pushing fear on people. So it's really becoming more and more obvious that this is highly calculated. But yeah, let's just start with the kind of crazy part of that is that he's saying that, I mean, is he joking when he's saying that, you know, he's
of course not
chipping all these people? I mean, like, you know, a lot of what's happening. What's going on with this?
Why would we doubt him? You know, they've been telling us this for a long time. You look at Moderna's early propaganda before they had the pushback, and they actually bragged about installing an operating system. In terms of chipping people, I mean, I've seen dozens of peer-reviewed studies that talk about actually seeing these chips. Funny enough, they're quantum, and they fade in and out of reality depending on how much and what frequency of EMF radiation is applied to them. There isn't any doubt about this. That of course these things were chipped. Look at the Bill Gates patent. I think it's 20606060, if memory serves. And it talks about turning people into batteries. We took a vial of, I believe it was the Moderna shot, from one of our clients who kept it after he'd actually received the injection. We did mass spectrometry on it, and we found that there was 99 pages of toxins, 99 pages worth of toxins in the shot that included cesium-137. We know that cesium-137 binds to living tissue and turns it into a transmitter, transducer, battery, and in the case of Bill Gates, a cloud computing node that was already used by the DoD in their experiments, the study of C459-1001. We don't have to question whether that happened and what he said was disingenuous. He meant that because it's true.
It's crazy, you know, that truth is stranger than fiction, it seems these days. I mean, I read a lot of sci-fi novels growing up, and this is something that you'd see in, you know, in Frank Herbert Dune or something, but here it is right in front of us. And, you know, so I interviewed Dr. Robert Young, this was late last year, who's done an incredible amount of heavy duty research, but especially at, you know, looking at 5G EMFs. And, you know, in this interview, he said basically that the global 5G system makes the atom bomb obsolete. He's like, this is the weapon. And so, you know, from what you're seeing, you know, with these chips, and we're seeing the videos of people that have MAC ID addresses, right? So people that have gotten the jab are now showing up in the same way that you would, you know, kind of scan for a computer. They're showing up on that. But we're also seeing, especially here in America, 5G towers go up like crazy. And it really started right during COVID. That was one thing we distinctly noticed. And I've got family in Australia, and what was crazy is they said during the lockdowns, they saw Chinese troops coming in and setting up 5G everywhere across Australia. So during the lockdowns, the Chinese put up a massive 5G system infrastructure across Australia. So how does this all connect?
Wow. I didn't know about the Chinese troops, but I can't say that I'm the least bit surprised. You know, where I live in the Caribbean and certainly across the United States, where everybody was locked in their houses, the telecoms installing 5G on every public school, and I think every public building too, by the way, you know, they were quote unquote essential workers. So, you know, COVID, this disease, this pathogen was so dangerous that everybody had to be locked up except for the guys installing 5G. It's absurd, but of course it is. And that's our understanding. You know, I'm really fortunate in our lawsuit against the U.S. government, the DOD, HHS, and FDA. We've got a deep bench of experts that are advising us because the nature of the lawsuit has evolved into this study on SynBio, genetically modified people, effectively military members in this particular case. But we've crossed this gamut to understand EMF is an integral part of what it is that they've been planning, that it's possible to replicate effectively any disease known to man with the right frequency and strength of EMF radiation into the light range, by the way. And of course, now we see Philips blue lights. It has to do with the quantum nature of us as beings. We're electrical beings. Everything around us is a form of electricity as well. And so the powers that be, the owners of this world, have figured out how to digitize DNA. And that interplays a great length to the people that received the shots, as we understand it. I understand it can affect people that didn't get the shots. You know, we're bathed in radiation all day, but effectively it becomes a targeting system. And you might remember when Wuhan happened in 2019, roughly October, November, within a month's period of time, 21 million Chinese ditched their 5G devices. So what does that tell you? That it's all related is what I'm trying to say to you. So this really isn't speculation. We have it all. We have their admissions, we have their papers, and now we have evidence that we can scientifically prove and monitor, demonstrate to a court, if we can ever get our day in court. We're trying on that one.
You are not under the power of the enemy. You're seated in heavenly places. You have been given a victorious nature. You are a heavenly being. You are a reflection of light. You are one with Christ. You have the Holy Spirit living within you. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has broken any generational bloodline that you may be under. You are a person of the kingdom. You are a son of God. You are one with Him. Oh, when we hear about what others have done, we tell them so easily, oh, God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Isn't it funny how we're so quick to tell others of God's great forgiveness and how it's limitless, yet when it comes to our own sins, we have trouble receiving that forgiveness? It's time to trust that Christ's sacrifice is good enough for even your mistakes.
The Lord says, I'm going to pick up the pieces of your life. I'm going to heal your marriage. I'm going to heal your relationships. But he's saying you need to stop listening to those who are speaking not by the Spirit of God, but by the spirit of this world, because they don't understand you. You have to realize that Satan is trying to pressure you to get out of God's will because of family or friends. And the Lord is telling me that you need to know that you were made mysteriously and intricately, according to the psalmist. He has plans and purposes for you, and you need to trust him. So go into the secret place and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to manifest. He's doing it right now. I can see you. I'm looking right at you, and you're sitting there, and the Lord is telling you, you have not failed to the place where God has rejected you. He accepts you. Come in right now. Forget about the past. He's cleaning it up. He's going to give you a new start.
This video, uploaded to YouTube by Alan Abueg, shows that ghost encounters can often occur when you least expect them. At least that's what happened to this custodial worker at a school in Victoria Laguna, Philippines. The CCTV security footage shows the cleaner sweeping the floor on an outdoor veranda. When his back is turned, something suddenly begins moving behind him. He doesn't seem to notice, but the objects appear to be moving without human intervention. If you zoom in, it looks as though it's a broom and dustpan that slide across the floor. Some viewers have suggested that the wind could be responsible for their unusual movement. However, both of these objects look far too heavy and there's no other signs of a breeze, particularly when you look at the trees in the background. So what do you think? Could it be possible that the broom and dustpan really were moved by some sort of supernatural force? Or is it more likely that the cleaner was simply the brunt of a creepy practical joke? Let me know what you think about this one in the comments section below.
Ruben Cortada is an actor and model. He's seen here doing the Eye of Horus, darkening one eye utterly, doing one eye symbolism. He's doing the vow of silence, keeping the secret of the biblical world, most likely about Freemasonry, and about fame, fortune, and success. He hides his hand in his shirt the way a Freemason would do. He hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. He hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Stay strong in the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior. God bless you, everyone.
Praise God. Hip condition. Hip. Right hip. Where are you? Quickly stand up. Right hip. That's the power of God going on you. That's power of God coming on you. So the Lord's putting a new hip in, a new hip, going in, just stand up again, new hip going in, ball of the hip, power of God's going through you. Power of God going through you. Just take your hat off so I can see you. What do you feel happening?
I felt like...
Oh, that is wonderful. Which side is it?
I felt like I've had so much pain, and then all of a sudden it was like the pain wasn't there. I was born with a hip problem. I got taken off the list for surgery. I kept believing.
So go for a walk. Off you go. Go for a walk. Come on. You're right. Off you go. Someone say praise the Lord.
One more thing.
So you had a problem with your hip. Just face the camera. You had a problem with your hip. You were born like that.
I was born from birth with a clacky hip, and it wasn't diagnosed at birth. It was diagnosed as I got older. I never got the surgery I needed.
So we'll hear more about the problem later. Go for a walk. Do something that was difficult, okay? Sorry?
I couldn't hop, and I'd try and hop.
You couldn't hop before?
I couldn't hop, and I couldn't skip.
Do it again. Have another skip.
And I couldn't bend over and go below my knees.
Someone say praise the Lord.
I've never been able to do that.
Never?
No, I could not. I could get to here, but then the pain in my back or my leg or my hip would just get in the way.
Could you run?
I'd run and I'd fall over. That was
well, go problem. For a run. Go for a run.
Angel, and Angel's been awesome here at the hotel and Punta Cana. And Angel, you have a pain in your back, you were saying?
Yeah, I've been feeling it for the whole afternoon.
Yeah, it hurts a lot. What's your pain level? If 10's the worst, what would you say your pain level is?
No, let's say like 8.
An 8?
No, like
an
8? 7, 8. Yeah.
A 7, 8? Okay, so I'm going to pray for you and God's going to heal you right now. You ready? Okay. Back, I command you, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Tendons, ligaments, bones, nerves, be healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. All pain, I command you to go now. Now wait for a second. There. Do you feel any sensation in your back right now? Do you feel something in your back? What are you feeling? You check for the pain. What happened? What happened?
Pain.
Yeah?
Pain, manito.
Okay, so what happened? Tell me. Tell the camera. Tell the people what just happened to you.
No, but it's like something like relaxed my back.
Yeah.
Like I feel loose. Like
yeah. It's Jesus. Do you know why that happened? Jesus is real and he loves you. He loves you. He's going in the back to tell people. You can't believe it? It's
well,
Jesus.
I'm Christian.
Yes. Yes.
But I got faith.
Yes.
But it's like.
But have you ever experienced that?
Not really.
No.
Not really. I believe in God and.
Yeah.
And I know it can be real, but I just like that.
Just like that. That's how it works. Just like that.
Thank you.